This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. After a governor called a day of prayer, controversy erupted over whether he could do that, given the separation of church and state. Find out more after this break.
Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Christian Community Credit Union. I've recently joined the credit union. I wanted to experience something before I would endorse it. And I want to tell you that, you know, what matters most as believers is that our values are what set us apart from the rest of the world. It's easy to find a bank. It's not easy to bank in a place that has the same values that we walk with. We're called to live out those values every day in the way we do business, the way we operate in the marketplace, the way we operate in our church. So why not bank with someone who shares those values? At Christian Community Credit Union, faith and finances come together to help build God's kingdom. Unlike those big banks, Christian Community Credit Union focuses on people, not profits. What a concept. Focus on people and not profits. They've been serving the financial services needs of Christians and Christian organizations for over 60 years. So this is a stable banking institution. Their mission is to help members and ministries manage their money in a way that honors God. So if you were to join Christian Community Credit Union now, you could take advantage of their unbelievable 3.5% rate as the new member welcome certificate. Now, you've just got to check that out. Go ahead and get online and check them out. I'll give you the address in a minute. For their terms and conditions on how to get that, just visit mycccu.com/CPN. Let me say that for you again. mycccu.com/CPN. Don't forget the forward slash, because that lets them know that you're listening to the Charisma Podcast Network. And we'll give it to you one more time. You ready? mycccu.com/CPN. That's Charisma Podcast Network. That's the CPN. See, we're real creative. So when you deposit money with Christian Community Credit Union, you're helping churches and all their members get affordable home and building loans. Whatever you need, whether it's a free checking account, a home loan, financial counseling, the friends that we have at Christian Community Credit Union will help you. For more money-saving and rewards-earning special offers at Christian Community Credit Union, visit mycccu.com/CPN and put your money where your faith is. I kind of like that. Put your money where your faith is. And for those of you that still like phone numbers, here it is, 800-347-2228. That's 800-347-2228. Be sure to ask for extension 4445. Christian Community Credit Union, your money building God's kingdom. Visit their website today. Well, I also want to remind you that each account is insured up to $250,000. By member's choice, this institution is not federally insured. Welcome certificate rates and terms are effective September 30, 2019, and is subject to change without notice.
On October 4th, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee declared that an official day of prayer would be held on Thursday, October 10th. The proclamation, released on Twitter, said, "The people of Tennessee acknowledge our rich blessings, our deep transgressions, and our complex challenges, and further acknowledge the need to give thanks to God Almighty, to turn from our transgressions and ask God's forgiveness, and to humble ourselves and seek God's wisdom and guidance." In a video, Lee said, "On that day, Maria and I will offer prayers for healing, prayers for forgiveness, prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of hope for our state. We know that prayer accomplishes much. Prayer strengthens our families, and it strengthens our communities. It strengthens our relationship with our neighbors. It strengthens our relationship with God Himself." A number of churches responded to Lee's call for prayer, including Creve Hall Church of Christ in Nashville, World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro, and Grace Chapel in Williamson County, which is where Lee attends. Though Lee is not the first governing official to pronounce a day of prayer, his proclamation was controversial among some groups. Freedom From Religion Foundation presidents Dan Barker and Annie Laurie wrote an op-ed in the Knoxville News Sentinel, in which they called Governor Lee's actions inappropriate, unnecessary, and a disservice to the Constitution and his citizens. And USA Today's David Plazas wrote that even though Governor Lee's proclamation did not violate the law, it did create a slippery slope. Plazas wrote, "Lee has the right to worship as he pleases, and his devotion to his faith was core to his campaign when he successfully ran for office in 2018. However, he must be mindful that the influence and power he holds as governor may make it appear that he is favoring one particular religious point of view. Pray for your state and local government today." And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.